Okay, so I've been in one or two or three or more earthquakes. Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Yeah, it's on a fault line. So generally, it goes like this. There is some shaking. It stops. Everybody spends the next 2 weeks talking about the big one that's coming. And then it's forgotten. But just because we've stopped talking about it doesn't mean the unseen damage the sudden shaking has caused to the buildings around us has been fixed. What if all of these microscopic cracks in the foundations could lead to the building just full-on collapsing the next time a quake hits? What can we do about these cracks that are so incredibly small and yet so crucial to the safety of hundreds of thousands of people? On this episode of the Oxford Sparks Big Questions podcast, we are looking at earthquakes and smart buildings, and in particular, a sensor being designed at the University of Oxford that could save lives. Hello, I'm Emily Elias, and this is the show where we seek out the brightest minds at the University of Oxford, and we ask them to weigh in on those tricky questions that could change the way we understand the world as we know it. And one of those minds is Orfeos Kypris. He's a research associate in the Sensor Network Group in the Department of Computer Science at the University of Oxford. Growing up outside of Athens, he knows earthquakes all too well.
I actually remember a few earthquakes. A very intense shake. And I would say a bit of terror as well. Fortunately, the house I grew up in was earthquake-proof. It was well-designed, as I would say most houses are in Greece, where I'm from.
Orfeos says, luckily, he wasn't near the epicenter of any of these quakes. But in the aftermath, there was a routine. An official would come out, he would go through the neighborhoods, giving a visual inspection of the houses. If he didn't see any cracks on the walls, he'd declare it safe and then move on to the next house. Orfeos says there is a problem with that system.
That's all they can do because of cost and time constraints, and also technology constraints. At this point, you cannot take a peek inside the structure. Or if they would be able to, it would take too long and it would be too expensive. So a building may look okay on the outside, but you can't really assess how close it is to fracturing. Let's take a moment to teleport into the building and get inside the concrete itself. There are some microscopic cracks that are formed everywhere, and it will only take a little bit more shaking and the building may crumble. So it sounds scary, but currently it's very difficult to directly assess the condition of a building by just looking at it. This is the reason why we need a technology that monitors a building from the beginning of its lifetime to the end of its lifetime and can report continuously on the safety state of the building. And this is the problem we're trying to solve.
So the idea is this. As construction crews build high-rises and homes, they embed sensors inside the concrete they pour for the foundations and the walls of the buildings. The sensors have a transmitter and a receiver, so essentially they'll be able to talk to each other through a magnetic frequency, and they'd be able to tell you if the building has shifted or, say after an earthquake, if a crack has appeared.
The sensor has a transmitter and a receiver. So the transmitter transmits a magnetic field, and the receiver receives that magnetic field and is able to work out the position of the transmitter. Wirelessly with an accuracy that is below a millimeter. And we believe that we can do even better than that. And that is below a tenth of a millimeter or 100 micrometers. So to give you an idea of how small that is, the average human hair is about 100 micrometers wide. So if we can detect a crack of that width, that's really important because then we can tell before it grows into a bigger one. So if the earthquake wants to shake down the house or the building to its foundations, then unfortunately, there's not much of a solution to that, but using our sensors, one could continuously monitor the way the building will move so that in the future, we can use information to design better buildings.
The project Orfeos is working on is called MI6Sense, and it is truly a multidisciplinary effort. You've got aspects involving computer science, electrical engineering, structural engineering, and civil engineering. And under the watchful eye of his supervisor, Professor Andrew Markham, they are adapting sensor technology to make so-called smart buildings. And naturally, as with any scientific endeavor, it is not easy.
There are a lot of practical challenges associated with this project, and it's a matter of solving them one by one when they appear.
Challenge one, you have to get power to them.
Well, power consumption is a big one because you want these sensors to operate over the entire lifetime of the building, and you want them to do so in the most efficient way. The vision is to have these sensors powered via a wireless power transfer. So that is beaming power at them from a distance. So you don't have to actually wire them up, which would defeat the purpose of the entire project. There are a few companies out there that have developed technologies for wireless power transfer for consumer electronics. Witricity is an example of a company that does such a thing. They use a platform which can charge your phone wirelessly without you connecting it to anything. And we would use a technology that is similar to that, but not quite that, to power our sensor.
And add to that challenge that you need to make them communicate to each other through concrete. I don't know about you, but if you've tried to get like a Wi-Fi signal through a concrete building, good luck. That is nearly impossible. So Orpheus needs to use a different way of transmitting the signal. So he's harnessing the power of magnetism.
Wi-Fi doesn't penetrate solid media very easily. And that's because Wi-Fi communications employ high-frequency electromagnetic waves. Our technology does not use high-frequency electromagnetic waves, but it uses low-frequency magnetic fields. And these low-frequency magnetic fields penetrate solid media, such as concrete, soil, and even water. So just imagine thousands of tiny wireless sensors working together from the inside of the concrete and reporting on their position through the internet. This is the long-term vision of the project.
Oh, and then there is that small matter of miniaturizing the technology.
I mean, who wants a huge sensor strapped onto their building? The size is a big consideration because the smaller the sensor is, the more resilient it is to harsh environmental conditions, and the more easy it is to deploy and fit onto the building or embed in the building. The technology remains the same. So it's just a matter of miniaturizing it now.
Already, Orpheus and MI6 Sense are looking at branching out with another offshoot project, this time focusing on bridges. It's called Structuralize. I mean, think about it. I think we take for granted the amount of weight and stress that we put on our bridges daily. Bridges have to deal with a lot over their lifetime. And Orpheus says by attaching a low-cost pair of sensors, they are able to get real-time information on the bridge's condition.
Some bridges move even 2 centimeters or maybe 5 centimeters, depending on the size of the bridge, per day. But they come back to their original position at night when it gets colder. So this is a cyclical movement. But over time, if there's, for example, subsidence, ground subsidence, then that means that the bridge over time will move more than it's allowed. And that could mean that it becomes less safe to use. So if we can get real-time information on how bridges move over, say, a day, we can predict a natural movement and therefore assess the safety of a bridge and prevent its failure.
And it's not just bridges and buildings that could benefit from this type of sensor. According to the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority, there is currently about 292,000 cubic meters of the most radioactive waste in its raw state, and safely disposing of it is difficult. Orpheus's sensor is able to be submerged in water. So, in theory, you could be able to monitor the condition of nuclear waste tanks.
So, a lot of nuclear waste is stored in cement structures that have been qualified to have a lifetime for about 20 years, but now a lot of these are past their lifetime, their predicted lifetime. So a monitoring technology that could assess the safety of these structures would be invaluable. So in conjunction with other smart sensing technology, you can create this super smart sensor.
But Orfeus and the MI6 Sense project aren't quite there yet. He's still working on ironing out the kinks and miniaturizing the technology.
At this moment, there's no other technology that could do such a thing in this application, especially. It's a blessing to love your job, really, and to be able to discover new things every day, and also know that my work has an impact, and that impact being helping to save people's lives, which is really what this project is aiming for, to make structures more safe and resilient and safer for people, first and foremost.
This podcast was brought to you by Oxford Sparks from the University of Oxford, with music by John Lyons. And a special thanks to Dr. Orfeus Kypris. Tell us what you think about this podcast. We have, of course, a website. Who doesn't have a website this day and age? It is oxfordsparks.ox.ac.uk. You can also find us on Twitter. You can tweet at Oxford Sparks, or, handy enough, we have a Facebook page to keep you updated. Go find it on Facebook and like us. I'm Emily Elias, and until next time on the podcast, when we ask, how do you make grapefruit flavor? Bye for now.